Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to our podcast.
I like that. What? I think if I was a fan of the podcast, I would look forward to a nice little greeting like that. I think if you stop at like a bed and breakfast in like a countryside, Connecticut.
Yeah. Welcome back. If this is not your first time here, and if it is, welcome back.
Welcome back to whether or not it's your first time here.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Man. Hi, everybody, and welcome to our podcast. Welcome to the podcast. This is a podcast where a comedian and a wife love each other from across the table. This is too loud for me.
What? Is it?
Feed the chickens? Go ahead and feed the chickens. And a good morning to all of you. Just as a little reminder, I think the volume, like the level is fine, but the volume's too loud in my ears, but I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Because that's my cross to bear.
That is your
I had a friend, cross. My friend Luke.
Yes.
Our friend Luke told me that I was very Christian about things.
What does that mean?
Catholic.
Sure.
About things.
Okay. Coming from a Jewish guy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But I saw what he meant. About because what? We were playing golf, and he was like, do you want half of this breakfast sandwich? And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm okay. And he was like, well, do you want, like, I probably said something about being hungry. And he's like, well, do you want these whatever? And I said, no, I'm okay. And he's like, you know, you guys always suffer through your shit. And I'm like, and, you know, your initial reaction is to be like,
no.
What the fuck do you mean by that? And then like, I just, he's my friend and he's never tried to hurt my feelings. Yeah. So I just think about it for a second. I'm like,
I guess you're right.
We were kind of taught to do that.
Yeah.
But welcome to the show where a comedian and a hairdresser love each other tough over the table and under the table sometimes. Yes. This show has been a lot of fun recently because our editor and everything behind the scenes, Lemya.
Yeah.
I think her name is. Not sure where she's from, but her name is Lemya. And there's a tilde and a Y in there.
A tilde?
And she has been hooking us up with good questions from the internet.
Uh-huh.
And so I think it's become, I like what this show's become.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Because we're also now asking listeners questions.
Yes.
Because we want their opinions.
Yeah, dog. Although, that didn't sound like you read that at all. That sounded like you just said that.
Yeah.
That sounded like you felt that.
I'm not sure that I really want everyone's opinion, but we'll take them. And I'll read them.
You could listen to people's opinions.
Yeah, sure.
And not have to.
Sure.
Don't shore me. I made up sure.
Sure. Sure.
I love you very much. Just know that, like, dude, just know, I'll say this. And I know I interrupted you several times already.
That's okay.
I just wanted to make sure I said this one thing.
Yeah, say it.
Because it's in your favor.
Okay.
If you'd want your, if you give us your opinion, just know that you like Zoya so much because you get real Zoya all the time. So you're not going to stop getting real Zoya just because it's your opinion.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah,
but there will be a new topic every month and a new question every week.
Dude, feel free to fucking, I would love to. I'm at the stage of my life where I'll hear whoever.
Sure.
I know you're not in the mood today.
No. I hear people all the time.
I get that.
You know? So it's like, it's so funny. Because sometimes, like, after work and stuff, I don't want to fucking hear shit.
Yeah.
And people still talk at me after work. And I'm like, stop talking to me.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. But it's very funny.
I'll say that I think, and tell me if you disagree with this, that when you're in a conversation that you want to be in, that you elect to be in, it's easier to hear people out even if you know that you don't agree with them.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be this situation.
Yeah. But No, go ahead.
Yes.
No.
Dude, what if this podcast was just like a half an hour of us doing that back and forth?
No.
At the very beginning.
I'm so sorry.
one no. interrupts the other
why,
one.
Why? Are you interrupting?
Oh. You can text 818-722-8682 for updates. Updates on the show. If you want to come to one of my shows. Speaking of which, I'm going to be out with Santino at the end of the month.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to cut you off.
Excuse me.
And you're going to have to repeat that.
And I'll be saying excuse me now.
So, excuse me. I'm going to run.
Oh, my bad.
So, I want you to give them your dates and stuff.
I want to give them the dates right here. I'm sorry to cut you off.
So sorry. I'm going to go pour myself some coffee.
Did I cut you? Did I end up cutting you off?
I'm so sorry. Was I interrupting you?
Dude, imagine sitting behind those people at the diner.
My God.
Can I have a cup of coffee, please?
Yes.
It's one of those shouldn't but am going to type situations. Hi, everyone. My name is Mike Falzone. I want to tell you about a couple of things that I've got going on. You guys know well by now, the loyal viewers and listeners of this show, first of all, can't thank you enough from the bottom of our hearts. We've been doing this as long as our relationship has been going. And that's like a cool experiment that a lot of other people could probably benefit from. Don't know anyone in particular, but it is an interesting case study, isn't it? Listen, I'm doing stand-up a lot. The 15th, I'm doing a Don't Tell in Downey. The 16th, I'm doing a Don't Tell in Simi Valley. Not sure if I'm supposed to tell about those. There's no way to know. On the 21st, I'm doing a show called Cult Comedy at the Hollywood Improv Lab. On the 25th of March, I'm doing the show called Stand Up and Clown, which is a clown show at the Elysian, and I'm very nervous about it, but I trust the guy doing it very much, and I think he's incredibly funny. So it's a show called Stand Up and Clown. Come see me make an absolute fuck out of myself in an attempt to continually destruct the walls of my ego so that I may build them up a new, truer self. On the 28th, I'm doing a Don't Tell in Glendale. Not sure if I'm supposed to tell about that. Time will tell. On the 29th and 30th, I'm going to be, yeah, here it is. 29th and 30th, I'll be at the Houston Improv with my favorite comedian, Mr. Andrew Samtino. Okay, great. Just had to get ADD and trace the letters real fast. So that's
okay.
Kind of what's going on over here. On the 17th through the 22nd-ish, 21st, 22nd, I'll be in the Moon Tower Festival in Austin. I've never once had a bad time in Austin, Texas, and I'm looking forward to going. Tell us what your favorite places to eat are so that we may eat at them, especially breakfast.
Give them some breakfast jams.
On the 23rd, on the 23rd, I'll be in New York City. On the 24th, I'll be at the Stress Factory in New Jersey. Dude, a couple of you have already told me that you have tickets for the Stress Factory in New Jersey. And the second I booked that show, I was like, who the fuck do I know in New Jersey? What an embarrassing, and scantily attended shows this going to be is this, and this is going to be. Forever and always, amen. And I don't think it is now because a couple of you are buying tickets and I really appreciate it. Thank you, New Jersey.
Thank you.
For showing up. Please continue to show up. It's going to be a fun time.
Is the Stress Factory huge? Wow, what was that?
Which part? Mine or yours?
Yours.
I'm suffering.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a state of suffering.
Yeah, well.
I think it's like 300 people.
Okay.
I got to get going. I think it's like 300 people. Mm-hmm. So at least three have told me that they're buying tickets. So okay. By my calculations, we're low ticket warning.
3%.
That's the 24th. On the 25th, I'll be back in New York City, most likely at the Stand. On the 26th of, this is April now, all of this, since Moon Tower has been in April. On the 26th of April, I'll be doing Surrounded in Bridgeport, Connecticut. So come, Maddie Lopes is going to be on that. We're trying to get a couple of people from New York City. And great. Maybe I won't tell you who's on it. Maybe you just got to show up. But for Connecticut, dude, that's a really fucking fun thing going on.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired of listening to or seeing clips of podcasts with other stand-up comedians shitting on Connecticut. So let's fucking show them that Connecticut is horn as foreign.
Horn.
And that's all I got right now.
Conporn.
Also, I'm starting to make YouTube videos again, and it's fun.
That's great.
I'm working on one today. It's going to go up later today.
Nice. That's nice.
Horny about it.
Yeah.
Thank you for cutting my hair.
You're welcome.
I feel like I look nice.
You do look nice.
You also look nice. Thank you. One of you not. Zoe.
Mike.
I'm so excited to hear about our questions today. Do you have anything you want to catch me up on before we start?
I feel like you and I have both been kind of like going through it. We've had just like crazy busy weeks. And, you know, I've got some health stuff going on and I get to do this podcast today and then go rush to the doctor's office for an in-office procedure. And that's what I've got going on. Don't ask me what it is because I don't really care to share. I'm just letting you know that that's probably why shit's going to kind of be scarce coming up.
If you want to text Zoya about her medical records, that's 818-722-8682. Get all of Zoya's medical information.
We just got bad kidneys. So it's nothing too serious, not at least nothing serious yet.
We don't have a good kidney between us and this family.
No, we have maybe one. My left one's, it's holding on strong.
Your left one is pulling a lot of weight for this family.
Yeah, your left kidney. Is. As I'm like chugging coffee this morning because I feel like I can't wake up.
Listen. I was talking to Santino about this earlier in the week, and I think the ideal way, after being part of like just a little after the inception of podcasts, mm-hmm. I think the ideal way to do a podcast is in a season. And I think you have podcast season, right? But we have been doing this interesting experiment. I was just telling the family on the camera, the Camry.
Yeah.
I was just telling the Camry that we've kind of been doing this relatively nonstop since we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no like season and there's no break.
No.
So you see us at all times.
Yeah.
And I think we're pretty like, we're pretty can't hide nothing people.
Yeah.
Especially the older we get, we don't really have energy to hide anything. Yeah. So it's kind of like you know, you're gonna see us feel whatever at all times.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting because for the past few weeks it hasn't been great,
right?
But there are things you do throughout the day, like I'm sure that you do listening to this or watching this,
yeah,
that distract you from the things that aren't doing so great.
Yeah.
And being able to talk to you is always nice.
Yeah.
The last yesterday we had.
Yes.
We didn't see each other all day and you're off.
Yeah.
And I was just here working and you were, you had appointments and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know that we've said this nonstop since we started this podcast, but forced together time is nice.
Yeah. Yes, it really is nice to be able to like sit and like relax. But even like on Sunday, I think Sunday was the first time that we got to like sit on the couch, watch a movie and like snuggle and like just in what feels like months.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't remember. I remember saying to you, like, I don't remember the last time we were able to do this.
Yeah.
And then it got real hot and I had to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to check in with yourself.
Yeah.
And how you're feeling.
Yeah.
But for a little while, I think we could both agree. It felt nice.
It did.
For a little while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it got too hot. And then you're like, I wish I was back at work.
No, that's not true.
I wish I was back at the doctor's office. Yeah. It's too hot underneath this blanket.
Yeah. But I honestly, like, I think that I do enjoy being across the table from you.
Same.
We had a nice Sunday. We went and did stuff.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
All of you should take part in a nice Sunday every now and again.
I keep thinking about that photo in the Leica store.
Which?
The one with the red curtains and the cigarette, the hand with the cigarette.
Dude, so I was very inspired by a recent drive that we took. Sometimes when we're off together and we know we don't want to be here, we're just like, let's go fucking drive, dude. So we did that and we drove to Beverly Hills. We ate at a place called Best Damn Breakfast Burrito. And I'll be goddamned if it wasn't one of the very best breakfast burritos I've ever had. So shout out to them. Non-sponsored.
Non-spawn.
You guys are the spawn.
Thank you.
So shout out to you as well. We'll shout out a spawn.
Don't worry.
But the burrito place non-spawn. And we drove around and I was like, while we're this close to the Leica store, which is a camera store, very fancy camera store, I was like, let's pop in. They always have a gallery up top and they change it out maybe once a month.
Yeah.
And so this month is like Women's History Time month. So it was all projects by women and they were very cool as fuck.
Yeah.
There was one where she overlaid color over these black and white photos she took of cacti in the desert. Kind of a juxtaposition thing going on there. And it was just very fucking, it was very beautiful.
Yeah.
And then there was this kind of cinematic, almost like story collection of photos about women running away from stuff and like starting a new life. Mm-hmm. And that was very cool. And that's where I think that yours was. And then Zoya fell in love with this picture that's like, it was big. It was like, yeah, probably, I'm not good with sizes.
It was probably like a
24 by something or like 30 by something. Yeah,
probably. I'd say like a 30 by 18 or something.
If you think of it like a TV, it was like a 42 inch television sized picture. And it was just this woman's hand holding a cigarette sticking out of these like curtains. Out of these like theater curtains.
It was really, really cool. And I immediately sent it to my friend Colin and he was like, bitch, are you buying it? And I was like, it's a bit expensive.
Yeah.
I
want that. How do I get to be that layer? How do I get to be that?
The artist's name is Joan Hasseltine. Hasseltine?
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 Hazel?
A or E?
A. E.
Hassel? E?
E.
Tasseltine? Did I interrupt you?
I'm sorry. But it is very, very cool. And he's like, bitch, it's your birthday coming up. And I was like, I don't know that I can spend that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Can we drive the picture? But it was cool to watch you. I know that feeling of like you see a piece of art and you fall in love with it and you need it.
Yeah.
I try not to buy like if it's a wall thing. I know you don't love stuff on the wall.
It's not that I don't love stuff on the wall. I'm sorry. I don't want to put a ton of holes in a rental.
Yeah, for sure. I understand that 100%.
And like, it's like, I feel like we're not going to be here forever. So I don't want to have to fucking take a bunch of shit off the walls. You know what?
It's a hopefully thing.
Yeah.
So I know the feeling of like seeing a thing and falling in love with it. And so much so that feeling is so like connected to your memory. I read this whole fucking thing about how you don't retain that many good memories because you don't stop and like dwell on them and think about them. Mm-hmm. And you retain so many painful memories because you spend so much time thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But these fucking times where I was inspired back in the day by art, like I remember at a fucking, I went to a craft fair with my mom. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy who had all these watercolor, it was like ink and watercolor, and it was just a zombies. Oh.
Oh, that scared the shit out of me.
Do we know how it moved? Do we know what moved it?
How? No.
Okay, I think I know what happened.
Okay.
I think just a piece of the...
Yeah, I think you're right. Whew. I thought it was a damn bat. It was...
Oh, okay. We were all scared for different reasons. I'm
very excited to see what that looks like, the reaction.
Yeah, nice genuine moment. On top of everything you got going on, it's good to make you scared as well.
I just peed a little bit, but that's fine.
Well, you got to get everything out of your bladder before you go to the kidney place.
Yeah.
So it was just this book of zombies and penguins. It was like...
You said it was pen and watercolor, right?
It was pen and watercolor, and it was just, it was like zombies and other stuff. I don't know, but it's like this beautiful picturesque whatever, and there's always like little zombies and little penguin.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I have no super attachment. I'm not like a horny zombie guy.
Yeah.
I'm not horny for zombies. I'll go on record. to say that, or penguins.
Okay.
I think they're both adorable in their own way.
Uh-huh.
And they got pros and cons.
Sure.
But I saw this thing and I liked it a lot. And I was like inspired to buy it. There's another poster that will never see the light of day in that closet right now that I found at Comic-Con, and I was so incredibly, like, it gave me a weirdo gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I need this. I need to like pay this artist for this, because it made me feel so nice.
That's fun.
And to watch you have that was fucking awesome.
There was a lot of really, really cool stuff in there. But that to me, I just thought it was so cool. I just thought it was so aesthetically pleasing, you know?
Very cool. Very like balanced image. Like the colors were awesome.
Yeah.
Also, it's nice because that gallery's so small and there's never anyone in that store.
Yeah.
And so we just like had the whole floor to ourselves where you can kind of go around at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just nice, relaxing time.
Yeah. I feel like there's been just like a lot of like fun stuff and like artists and, you know, my friend and client, Jeremy Shockley has like an installation at the YSL, the Yves Saint Laurent store right now in Beverly Hills. And they have like a shirt that they're selling, and they've got like totes and stuff like that. And they also have like postcards of his stuffs, and you can find that online. It's just very cool. His Instagram is Hard Blink, and it's just been really awesome.
HARDBLINK.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And it's just been really cool. Again, none of these are sponsors, just things that like have.
No, dude, Jeremy's been,
like,
amazing.
Dude, they're the best. They're in Australia right now for an installation. Like, they're just very cool. They're also my clients that brought me to Portugal this last summer to do their wedding, and they're just a lot of fun.
Dude, he's what an amazing artist he is, and he has his like he just has a very unique style that I feel like I haven't seen anyone else do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a cool thing to have in like fucking 2024.
Yeah.
Where we have so much access to art all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen anything like his stuff.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing to have. And he's so good at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. So this week we asked, do you think social media is more or less beneficial for society, and why?
Oh, F.
What do you
think,
Mike?
Good question, Limya. Do I think social media is more or less beneficial?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude. I feel like that's a question I have to think about more. There's obviously both.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we won't see if it's more until, you know, it's like, I wish I could fast forward 100 years from now and see what's still left and be like, you know, in a history book, you could point to like, well, this was the cause of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's hard to see right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, you know, people could feel more connected.
Yeah.
And people can get their thoughts and emotions out.
Mm-hmm.
And people could have something nice. I don't know why I always go back to this. But like, I think for a long time in my 20s, like mid to late 20s, I was trying to justify why I liked playing video games so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, we grew up with Nintendo. I was always being threatened with like taking it away or not being able to play video games. It always felt like a little kid thing, right?
Yeah.
But then I always went back to like, at least I'm not like going to the bar and spending all this money.
Yeah.
And like, being drunk, and like needing a ride home and like all that shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, if nothing else, the entertainment value of like being in the comfort of your own home and like scrolling and just being entertained and not going out and drinking, I guess.
Yeah.
Is like nice of an option to have. I'm just trying to think of positive things. And then there's obviously all the negative things, like, it's very easy to make somebody feel bad.
Oh, for sure.
You have to listen to everyone's opinion.
Yeah.
Or you have to see it.
I mean, you can turn off notifications, but
that's a beautiful thing about the internet. And it's also hard to pin down whether it's good or bad because it's always evolving.
Right.
you know, like being able to mute people is tight as fuck.
Fuck yeah.
And so it's like, if your complaint is, you know, I see too much negative stuff, you could block out negative stuff.
Yeah, I think too, it's like, I agree. I think it's both. I think that there's a lot of really great things. Like when, I know for me in my industry, like I know that there's, you know, really great photos of and inspiration pictures and stuff like that for, you know, clients and all of that, right? Or if I need like help figuring out, you know, how I'm going to lay these extensions or a new way to lay extensions or, you know, and I look for stuff like that. I mean, my whole algorithm is like hair, nails, and animals.
Yeah.
So, yes. Do I get stuck scrolling? Yes. And it's bad because there could be, like, especially after, like, if you have shows and stuff, I literally will not even turn on the TV and I'll just like kind of scroll and like look for, and then those nights Mike gets like 7,000 animal picture videos,
which makes my life better. Yeah, so that does it.
Yeah,
social media is better, dude. Here's how it affects your job, right? People don't have to like cut out magazines anymore and bring them to you. That's kind of tight.
Yeah,
saving trees.
Yeah.
Dude, putting magazines out of business.
It's so funny that you say that. So whenever you would go to the hair salon, there would always be magazines.
Yeah.
You had your People, your Vanity Fair.
They were all dried out by the sun.
Your Glamour, all of the things, right? Mm-hmm. But since post-pandemic, no one carries, I mean, at least a lot of the salons that I know of, post-pandemic, no one has magazines in the thing anymore. One of my clients, she was like, hey, I just finished it. It was like Cosmo or something.
Yeah.
And she like brought it in. And I was like, oh my God. And I would always just flip it open to my horoscope and I would read my horoscope.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, holy shit. I was like, this feels like a blast from the past.
Yeah.
You know, and like growing up in a salon and like having all of that like all over the place. It was just so weird. And then I remember I was like, I just left it on top of the station. And then, of course, I walked in the next week and I was like, this doesn't belong here. And I recycled it. But, you know.
Did you like it?
I did. I enjoyed it. I don't know that I enjoyed it enough. I mean, it was old. So I was like, you know.
Was it gross?
No. It was like.
She sneezed at it?
No, it was like last month's whatever. And she's like, I read this back to back. And I was like, dude. Damn, like, or even being in like the grocery store, like I don't even go to the grocery store anymore.
Yeah.
And like being in the grocery store line and like flipping through, you know, like the old, fucking old school. Like that used to be what people would do instead of fucking the internet.
Dog, when you go to Whole Foods, there's like four magazines up at the front and one is Magnolia. Mm-hmm. And it has that woman on the cover every month. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she's nice. Joanna something.
Gaines?
Yes.
Okay.
Chips?
Yeah.
I think that is, every time I go in there, my first thought is that that is an unhinged thing to do. Is to come out with a publication where you're on the cover every month.
Doesn't Oprah do that with her magazine?
Yeah.
So do you want to hear some of these responses?
Also, this ties in.
Okay.
I take videos of myself all the time. So I think I'm better because I'm not printing the videos out. Anyway, let's hear some of the responses. Maybe social media is bad.
Social media might have been cool in a vacuum, but under capitalism, it's a nightmare. Because is what one person says.
It does feel like more often than not, you're always trying to get sold something. Mm-hmm. Houston Improv, the 29th and the 30th with Andrew Santino. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of a bummer. But yeah, I see your point.
And then less. It is isolating people more than we need to. Sometimes feels too much status gamey.
I don't know what that is, but I can use context clues to kind of figure it out. I see how it isolates people and I see how it brings people together and it's confusing because it does both. Yeah. And it's like, I'd love to see an infographic about which,
Oh, it was funny.
Which it does more.
I was scrolling yesterday. A perfect example. There was this lady. I couldn't tell you who it is.
She hot?
She was good looking. She had a pretty good like throat piece.
Tight.
Which I can't imagine that would hurt so fucking bad.
Sides aren't bad. I can't imagine the front.
Yeah, man. Like just... Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
What would you get in the center of your throat?
A huge middle finger. Yeah.
Don't talk to me.
Shut up. Just right across.
I would get in old English, say, what's going on up there?
An anvil. And she was like, you know, I was just, she had posted something a couple of days prior, and someone had posted on her on her video, mm-hmm. like, I would love to be friends with this person. She was like, there were like 52 likes or 52 comments underneath it. She's like, you know what I'm gonna go follow every single person in this one comment. Mm. Like, she goes, and I clicked on the original person and they weren't even fucking following me. How the fuck do you want to be friends with me if you're not following me? Yeah. So it's just kind of, it's kind of funny that like it is both invigorating and isolating, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I believe there can be a net positive to be gained from social media. Much of the trouble comes from how difficult it is to create guidelines
yet
for how to behave online. It's very addictive to scroll online, and for a long time, parents didn't know the risks associated with social media. If we make an effort to teach in schools how to and not to use social media, that'd certainly help. I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. Teaching kids how to social media in school? No.
What do you think they should learn?
Math, science, history.
What? No, I'm PE, saying when do you like, think they should learn about... You're saying they should just do it themselves.
I mean, I think that... I feel like it's a lot of like... Listen, I'm not trying to like create a riff or like make waves for, you know, parents.
I don't give a shit.
Who are like, who allow their kids on social media and whatever. That's sure. Do you.
Yeah. Who, uh-huh.
You know, I have no problem with that. But I think that if you, I think that there are not enough parents who are watching what their kids are watching.
Right. So you know? You're saying, why do we have to put it on the teachers?
Right. Like for put another thing on teachers who also don't get fucking paid enough to basically babysit your kids all day.
Yeah. It's like you still have to teach. I'm trying to think what social stuff we learned in school. We didn't really learn, like, social studies was more like history class.
Right.
You don't really learn how to act. You kind of just do that like trial and error.
No. Yeah.
And, no or yeah?
Yeah, no.
So, I'm sorry, did I interrupt? Go ahead.
No, you go.
No? We didn't, I don't know. They're kind of like, there are rules as to how to talk to each other, like behavioral stuff, right? Mm-hmm. In like kindergarten and like grade school. But we didn't even have, like we didn't have the option to go online before we were like 16. Mm-hmm. No, like 14, something like that. You were 16. I was 3.
Fuck you.
But we didn't always have that.
Right.
So I guess I don't know.
Right.
It feels like it's a parent's thing.
Yeah, I feel like very much so it's a parent's thing. It's also like a parent's thing to teach your kids not to be a fucking bully.
Also like, know? Yeah, for sure. But also it's like maybe whoever pays for it. Like the parents pay for like TV. Whoever smelt it, dealt it. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
So this person also goes on to saying, cars are invented. Eventually seatbelts are too. And then the public gets informed on how to use them and be safe. Not the same thing. how to be safe online. It was not considered until creeps started using it to get to victims. Yeah. But also,
my parents taught me how to use a seatbelt, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
If we're splitting hairs.
Yeah. But also, like, pedophiles got their thing even before social media.
They would have to go hang out.
Yeah. I'm so
pedophiles
sorry.
Pedophiles had to work harder. Agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Harder. Pedophiles had to be out there in these streets. So maybe bad.
Maybe bad. Yeah. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt? And then this last person said, mostly it shows attitudes and behaviors that were there all along. While it can fuel negative behaviors like addiction and bullying, it can also be an effective tool to spread kindness and awareness of things like police violence, racism, and what our politicians are actually doing and saying. Also, cat videos.
Just kind of amplifies anything that people are interested in general.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the big net positives, is that you, as long as you like are going someplace where you like stuff, mm-hmm. you could find other people more easily that like that stuff.
Yeah.
You still have to, like, you know, it's not always a full substitute for like a in-person friendship, but it's not.
Yeah.
Like it definitely has some weight, especially, I mean, the internet is probably net positive for people who don't have great social skills.
Yeah.
Like insurmountable social skills.
Yeah.
Anyway, positives and negatives. That's really tough to say, like, you know, I don't think we have the perspective to be like all the way good or all the way bad.
Yeah.
Or all the way live.
Yeah.
What was the last thing you were a part of that was all the way live?
My job.
Have you ever been in a club that's gone up on a Tuesday?
Not on a, maybe if I was on vacation, but I can't say for certain that it was on a Tuesday.
Okay.
But no, not I'm going to say no, not on a Tuesday.
Okay, Zoe. Well, if you want to come to a show, or know that if one is in your area, we could do 818-722-8682 if you want. Oh, there is a show that I left off this. Dude, on April 5th is the next Surrounded.
What?
Dude, last Surrounded was fun. Thank you for coming to that, if you came. It was a fun time. Are we... we're wrapping up?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just go through these one more time. 15th, 16th?
March.
Of March. Don't Tell in Downey and Simi Valley. On the 21st, Cult Comedy at the Improv Lab. On the 25th, Stand Up Clown at the Elysian. On the 28th, Don't Tell Comedy in Glendale. On the 29th and 30th, Houston with Andrew Santino. April 5th, Surrounded, Hollywood Improv. April 17th through the 22nd, Moon Tower Festival in Austin, Texas. On the 23rd of April, New York City. 24th of April, Stress Factory in New Jersey. New Jersey, stand up. I want to get pizza from that guy who's like, you want a corner or want a, you want a corner or a side? And he goes, beautiful, you're from right down the road, right down the street.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think he's in Trenton. And I want to find him. You know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Not you, but somebody listening to this knows who I'm talking about. On the 25th, I'm in New York. On the 26th, we're doing Surrounded in almost my hometown of Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I would love to see a turnout. All these places. Houston, stand up. Austin, stand up. Fucking New Jersey.
Great.
Bridgeport.
New York.
All the main food groups.
And as you know, patreon.com is a virtual tipping and rewards website where we give you, you know what it is. And I'm going to give a shout out to our $10 group, and it's Geppetto. Yeah. Geppetto 6.
Like the Pinocchio?
Dancing Philosopher, Mr. Howard, Jay the Fifth, Ryan Couteau, Cole Rusty, Shannon Margot, Ernesto, Raja Nose, Luis and Odette, Lauren Chauncey, Paul Gilliam, Derek Helling, Chris McCarthy, Trevor the Werefishy, JJ McToots, Connie Tryon, Lena Franzine, music. Johnny Rizzito, handcrafted neckwear. I'm really proud of myself for pronouncing that right, Lena. Ad Mam, Emily Paget. Did I say Pangent?
What?
What?
Giant Emily Tom Pangent, you said? Like the Pinocchio?
Giant Tom Hanks, Gavin Welsh, Someone Tell Aaron, Jackie Hammond, Paige Jansen, Guy with Longish Hair, Chris Johnson, Anna Vallez, Benjamin Putz, Beth Bush, Christina Camille, Josh Cadeau, Michael Johnson, Kayla Johnson, Jules Run, Chad Clark, Katie Taylor, Joe Ban, Milky Beans, Jess Enright, Barrington Lloyd Lovett, Ben Fuchs, Theodorus Karen Bellis, Danny Sinclair, Jacob D. Bradford, Justine BBC, Just Josh, Sergeant Sparty, Ed Birch, Helen Ford, Illuminos, Superfloss, Danielle Di Verona, Dev Robaro, Rue, bleh, bleh, Jesse Stilwell, Rob Devereux, Don Bjor, Alexander Legowski, Jamie Garner, Felicia Shimberry, and Matthew J. Palka. You guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.